Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands. In my life.
How many ready for the word of God? Amen. Lord have mercy. Have mercy. Second Chronicle 7, chapter verse 14. Amen. Stand for the reading. Second Chronicle chapter 7, verse 14. Amen. It's up there, right? All right. Let's read. If my people, you're calling my name, and seek my faith and turn from that wicked way, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen. Thank you so kindly. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. What to do when things go bad? And we're going to talk about this morning. What to do when things go bad? Amen. The writer just told us what to do. Amen. When things go bad. The Lord had showed up in Solomon's dream as he prayed, and he shared with him that he had heard his prayer, he had heard his supplication. But he shared with Solomon, you see, I have dedicated this place to myself. He said, some things you have to do, he said. Remind yourself that if I shut up heaven, think about that. What would you do if the Lord would shut up heaven? Have you ever thought about that? I pray God he don't. Y'all miss your shout. If I shut up heaven, there'd be no rain. What would we do? We need some rain every now and then. If I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, God can do whatever you want to do. He's in control anytime he wants, because this is his world. Nothing belongs to us. We are pilgrims passing through. Amen. We getting caught up in this nation, this world, what's going on. But God is still in control. Y'all ain't going to talk back to me. We getting shaken up. We some people losing rest, losing sleep. Get your sleep. God say he's sleep now slumber. So if he's sleep now slumber, somebody need to get some sleep. I'm not going to stay up all night worrying about what's going on. I'm concerned, but I'm not going to worry about what's going on in the White House or the Black House or the Red House, because I got a God that's able to take care of things. But we got to do our part. Y'all hear what I'm saying? What to do when things go bad? We got to do our part. And Solomon, God shared with Solomon, amen, what, amen, in this 40 prayers, what we must do and how we must be careful to handle God's business. And we got to check ourselves out. Check self out first. And see how you fit in the word of God. Amen. See how you fit in the word of God. First of all, my brothers and sisters, he start off with saying, if. Did you read that? If. That's a possibility. If. If. The word say, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed. If you have faith. Everybody don't have faith. Amen. They complain about it. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw. He didn't say you do. I'll draw. all music to me. If it's a possibility. If any man be in Christ, talk back to me. He is a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. That means you have changed from the person you used to be. You're a brand new creature. Amen. You are a child of God. He said, but if possibility. Look at it right there. You got to break it down. Don't just read it. Break it down. If, then he go and say, my people. That's personal. Let's deal with that first, huh? Don't run the red light. Let's deal with that. He said, if, that's possibility. Amen? My people, that's personal. Not everybody is God's people. Woo! Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk back to me, though. Not everybody is God's people. We all God's creation, but we're not all God's people. Even you might be sitting in church, you may not be all God's people. We are God's creation. Amen. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord. Thy God and the Lord had chosen thee to be a peculiar people. Amen. Unto himself above all nations that are upon the earth. Deuteronomy 14 and 2, huh? My people, that person, not everybody is God's people. Because the way we act sometimes, the way people act, they're not all God's people. Or God's creation, because when you God people, amen, you act like you God people. You're set aside, you're set apart, amen. You don't do what the world do, you do what God said do. You are a peculiar people. Amen, amen. And God's people, he don't have no color on God's people. White, black, blue, or yellow. Amen. We are God's people. Amen. God's people, they're personal. You got to have a relationship with the Lord. You got to have a relationship. You don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You're not his people. You got to be connected because Jesus said, I am the vine. Y'all gonna talk back to me? If you abide in me and I abide in you, you can ask for whatever you need, and it shall be done. God people ought to know that, huh? God people ain't got no business going around with their head bowed down, crying all the time. Wake yourself up. I'm God people because I serve a holy God. I serve a true God. I serve a God that can move things out of the way because God's people. God's people ain't got no business crying about what's going on. You are concerned because I serve a big God. Not that little God. I serve a big God. Anybody here with me this morning? What to do when things get bad? If possibility. My people. We're going around talking about that's all God's people. No. Not God's people. All that stuff going on in the White House, that's not God's people. That's Satan's people. Y'all ain't going to talk back to them. When a woman can stand up and say the president remind her of Jesus Christ, that blaspheming. He ain't suffered like Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ ain't had no authority, amen, a judgment against him. How can you stand up and say that? That's not right. Y'all ain't got y'all quiet this morning, huh? I don't care. I'll speak the word and I'll stand on it, huh? It's a dirty job, but somebody got to do it. You got to watch the stuff you hear. If my people. You know that ain't right. You got to watch who you follow to. Watch who you listen to. Amen. Some of y'all don't want to listen to me. You'll think I ain't got it. But let me tell you, I ain't got the Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. When you got the Holy Ghost, you can stand in the Word of God. And you can teach it and preach it. Amen. I don't care if you don't like it. You ain't got to like me, but you got to love me. Amen. But when you speak the truth, amen, you know the truth. You ought to stand on the truth. I don't care who it hurt. My people. Then he goes, number three, say, which are called by my name. Woo! Members only. Y'all ain't gonna pray with me, man. Members only. Huh? Members only. Which are called by my name. Not your name. My name. But they are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Holy nation. Holy nation. You ought to get tired, stand up, and you go somebody who knows, saying the Pledge of Allegiance, huh? One nation under God. We're not one nation under God until God people get right. Until they get right. We're not one nation. Oh, I lost my crowd, huh? They're not right. But God's people can stand up and say, I'm one nation under God because I belong to him. I'm a royal priesthood, a holy nation, peculiar, huh? A peculiar people that should show forth the praise. According to 1 Peter 2 and 9, show forth the praise. You ought to praise them everywhere you go. Not just at church. Do your family see you praise them? Do your children see you praise them? Do your neighborhood see you praise them, huh? You ought to praise them everywhere you go, huh? Don't wait to come here to praise them. You ought to praise them everywhere you go. You ought to praise them because he woke you up this morning, huh? Which I call by my name. If you would be sentenced on trial as a child of God, would they find you innocent or guilty? Think about that. Do they have enough to convict you for as a child of God? Some people don't have enough because you have no evidence, not showing the praise that you are really, amen, called by his name. Huh? Look at that, huh? The one who called us out from among the world. Being a Christian means that we are, huh, meant to stand out from the rest of the world. You be in the world, but not of the world. People ought to see a difference from you. Because the Bible say, let your light so shine everywhere you go, huh? People ought to see the light on you. You don't have to bring no cross. You ain't got to bring no Bible. You ought to have it in you, your heart. I just lost my amen. Amen. We must live differently than the world. Hear what I say? On your job, in your home, in your neighborhood, we ought to live differently. Amen? We ought to live differently than the world because we value different things. We value an eternal promise, and we value a different lifestyle. Look what he said, which are called by my name. Then he goes on a little further. He said, shall humble themselves. Do you see that in your Bible? That preparation shall humble themselves. To be in submission, to live in a state of surrender. When we humble ourselves, we are literally saying to God, you are in control of my life. You are in control, huh? You are in control. So when we humble ourselves before God, we are allowing him to mold us to his will, not your will, but to his will. And once we allow God to do that, we cannot remain the same. No way in the world you remain the same. Huh? And then that's how you fix a broken nation. That's how you fix a broken situation, because you never remain the same. Because remember, you are the salt of the earth. Huh? Salt of the earth. Huh? Look what he said, my brother. It's right there. He's right there. Huh? How, what to do when things go bad. Amen. It's going to go bad, but you got to stand on the word of God. He say, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. And then he said, not only humble themselves, but he said, and pray. And pray. That's power. We act like we ain't got no power. That's power. And pray. When the last time you prayed for yourself? Said, asking somebody to pray for you. Yeah. The only one who ought to ask people to pray for them, those who don't know how to pray for themselves. But every child of God, you ought to know how to pray for yourself. Huh? There'll be a time in your life that things gonna happen to you. At midnight, you won't be the call on nobody else. You're gonna call upon Jehovah God. You're gonna hold a call upon Him, the one that woke you up this morning. Have you ever been down and out and you don't have time to call your best friend, call your prayer partner, but you fall down on your knees and say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee, nor the help I know that if thou withdraw thyself from me, where should I go? That be time in your life you got to learn to pray for yourself. You got to learn to trust God. You got to learn to depend on God. You got to learn to call Him out for your own self. Nobody know what you need but you. It's me, Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mama, not my daddy, but it's me standing in the prayer. Anybody in here this morning standing in the need of prayer? Y'all act like y'all ain't standing in need of prayer. Y'all act like y'all got it all together. But my baby, sometimes you might get half together, but God will cause some things to happen that you got to call on Him. That's power. Learn to pray. That's all right to have a prayer partner. But think what happened in your life, you got to go down on your knees by yourself. Have you ever been there? Thing can happen so quick and so powerful. Amen. That you got to fall down on your knees, and you can't get down on your knees, you just fold your hands out. And sometimes things will happen so fast that you ain't got time to pray, or God will touch you that you can't pray. But your old people say, I got some prayer stored up. I got some prayer on layaway that I can cash in. Bible says, man must always pray and don't faint. When we pray, we are bringing our lives to meet with God in the moment that we meet with the Lord. Something amazing happened. Something amazing happened when you pray. He pulls Himself into our lives. This is why prayer is so powerful. When you pray, He pulls Himself into our life. You ain't got to have no long prayer. You ain't got to have no 50 prayer. All you got to say, Lord, have mercy upon me. Have anybody ever tried that? You can be burdened down. Say, Lord, have mercy upon me. Oh, sinner like me. Rest like me. Lord, I repent my sin. I confess my sin. But have mercy upon me. Y'all miss your shout. Y'all miss your shout. Y'all miss your shout, huh? Quit trying to rehearse some prayer. Quit trying to rehearse some prayer. God know Daniel. He know Jacob. He know all that. But do the Lord know you? It's me standing in the need of prayer. You love mama, she's still here. You love daddy, if you're still here. You love your children. But that come in time and life. Lord, it's me standing. I need you now. Prayer is the foundation of a growing relationship with God. Prayer is a growing relationship with God. You got to spend some time in prayer. Instead of we spend time on the telephone, we ought to spend time in prayer. spend time on Facebook. You ought to pick up this book and talk to the Lord. Tell the Lord all you need. Quit telling people all your business, all your problem. Amen. Amen. You ought to tell it to Jesus. You ought to tell Jesus what you're going through. The old people used to say, take it to the Lord in prayer. Tell him what you want. Amen. That relationship with God. Without prayer, that relationship will never truly grow. You understand what I'm saying? We have what it takes. Prayer changes things. You hear what I say? Prayer change things. Prayer change you. Prayer change situation. Prayer change problem. Prayer change your family. Prayer change your children. Prayer change that crazy husband. That no good wife. That dirty little on children. All you got to pray. Quit crying so much and get down and pray. Get down and pray and say, Lord, you know what I'm going through. You know what I need. And you got to petition your prayer. Send it up straight to glory. And I guarantee the Lord will fix it. When you get through praying, yes, sometimes you may have to cry. I know the Bible says weeping may do for a night, but joy will come in the morning. You got to learn to pray. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. When trouble knocks at your door. You got to learn how to pray. When sickness knock at your door, that's when you got to know how to pray. Because sickness will slide in there. I don't care how healthy you are. I don't care how much you go to church, how much Bible you read. Sometimes God will allow sickness to hit you just to test your faith, just to see what you need of. You don't believe me? Come here, Dr. Job. Anybody know Job? Job wasn't bothering nobody. Job wasn't even minding his own business, huh? And Satan had a meeting. God had a meeting. Satan showed up. And God told Satan, what you doing here, boy? He said, I'm going to and fro, looking up and down and forth. And God said, well, is that what you're doing? He said, let me ask you something. Have you ever considered my servant Job? And Satan said, yeah, I looked at that boy. I looked at him. I see him. I see him. I see him. I see him. But the only thing, I can't get to him because you got a hedge around him. But if you move that hedge, I'll make him curse you to your face. And sometimes God got to raise the hedge a little bit. Y'all don't get discouraged when trouble comes, when sickness comes. All it is, God just raised the hedge for Satan to slide under that. And when Satan slide under that, don't stop the crying. All you got to do is go down to your knees and say, Satan, I see you, boy. But yeah, did he slay me? Yeah, I'm going to still trust in the Lord. I'm not going to give up, because I know that my Redeemer lives. Satan said, yeah, I know that boy. I know. I see him. He got that beautiful house. He got a nice car. I can't get it. Matter of fact, Satan said, I went to the backyard. I went to the front there, and I couldn't get there because every time I went in the back, he got a sign that I would trust in the Lord and lean not to my own understanding. Yeah. Satan said, I'll try to go to the back. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Got to learn how to pray. Got to learn how to pray until you're humble. Let me tell you something, my brother. Amen. You can't pray right until you humble yourself. Got to humble yourself. Jeremiah 29 and 12 say, then shall ye call upon me, and I will hearken unto you. God has given us the power to pray. If any time we need to pray is right now, we need to pray together, the church, not against one another, but pray for one another. So sad somebody when you don't want to pray for your enemy. Matter of fact, you need to pray for your enemy. Because Jesus said, pray for your enemy and forgive them. Huh? Forgive them. You got to learn to pray for your enemy. So he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Then he said, seek my face. Do y'all see that? Whose face you seeking? Seek my face. Seek my face. Quit seeking everybody else. Seek my face. That's a privilege. Just to see God's face. To see something from God means to first have a deep desire to seek the presence of the Lord. We must still see God even when it appears that God is not listening to us. But we must stand on his word. Have you ever prayed and seemed like the Lord don't hear you? Seem like he's not answering your prayer? Yes, he hear you, but he might want you to wait a little while. He want to test your faith. And I'm glad the Lord don't answer my prayer every time I go to him. Sometimes, because you will never know how it feels, amen, to be down. You never know how it feels for the Lord to pick you up. And sometimes, reading why God tests your faith. This time God say, I hear you praying. I see you, but I'm not going to answer it right now. I'm going to give you some patience. Some faith to trust me. Can you read? You got to seek my face. Huh? We must stand on his word that he hears you and will answer your prayer. But you got to keep seeking. Got to keep seeking. If you don't answer today, you got to keep seeking tomorrow. If you don't answer tomorrow, you got to keep seeking next week. If you don't answer next week, keep seeking next month. If you don't ask next month, keep seeking next year. But you got to keep on, because you got to wait for your season. Everything is a season now. Everything is season now. You see, just because he answered somebody else's prayer, that don't mean he's going to answer your prayer. Just because you see somebody else being blessed in your neighborhood, amen, don't get excited. But I know one thing, that he's in the neighborhood. As long as he's in the neighborhood, I know that my blessing is on the way. He's in the neighborhood. He's in the neighborhood. So if he's in the neighborhood, I know that my blessing is somewhere down the line. All you got to do is wait on him. Wait on him. Wait on the Lord. That's our problem. We don't want to wait. We want a microwave God. 3 seconds. We want a microwave God. You got to wait on him. You got to trust him. You got to believe on him. Huh? Let me tell you something. I told somebody the other day, folk come to you, to cry, want to pray. I pray. And they cry, they're down and out. I told them, yes, my brother, my sister, I'm going to cry with you. For 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Because on minute number 3, we're going to bind and rebuke that devil. I'm going to cry with you for 2 minutes. But on minute number 3, things got to happen. The devil is alive. We're going to bind and rebuke. We're going to turn things around because we're going to touch and agree together. I'm not going to let you cry that long because I might start crying. But minute number 3, we're going to make the devil out of a liar. We're going to touch and agree. Something got to happen. I ain't going to have you have me crying all day and all night. No, boo-boo, we're not going to do that. On minute number 3, we're going to get rid of that. We're going to wipe our tears, and we're going to come together. We're going to hold hands. Minute number 3. God going to do something. I believe he's able to do something. Am I doing all right? I'm trying to cut through the pastor. What to do when things go bad? Amen. You got to call on him. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Woo! The next one, and turn from that wicked way. Turn. I got to have a little drink on that. And turn. Not half turn. You got to turn from your no good ways. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn from your conniving ways. Turn with your backbiting self. Turn with your jealous self. thing with your no good self. Somebody